This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hello and welcome to part two of the ILTA podcast entitled How to Become a Great Mentor in a Remote Working Environment. I'm your moderator, Carolyn Bregel, advisor, legal e-discovery team at Cardinal Health. I'm so happy to be joined today by our speakers, Joy Morrell, founder and CEO of Practice Aligned Resources, and Candy Smith, senior legal technology and e-discovery specialist, Jabil Corporation. Welcome, Joy and Candy.
Morning.
Morning.
So first of all, Joy, I'll pose this question to you. How did the two of you get paired up as mentor and mentee?
Well, I think it's interesting. Candy and I, 20 years ago, we were coworkers. And Candy was in IT. We're both in IT. So our relationship and our first start as coworkers and friends, you know, I think when you develop into a mentor, you know, may come out of being a boss. Like we ended up working together and I was the manager. And then through time, I'm a colleague. So I think mentorship, how we came together, came out first as a coworker, but developed through the evolution of our career journeys, really.
Awesome. So Candy, what is the most important thing you gained from this pairing?
Well, like Joy said, you know, we became close friends and she started as my boss and I used to call her for advice, which turned into that mentorship. The most important thing that I've gained from the relationship is the trust that we've developed with one another. Trusting is very difficult for me. And Joy and I have had to trust one another numerous times over the years. And that is something that you can't really find easily.
And I was just going to say that I think that's one of the responsibilities of a mentor-mentee relationship is having that safe space. And not like a boss where I would dictate or put a directive out to someone versus as a mentor-mentee, it's working with the mentee at their pace, with their development, with their specific need, which is not a one size fits all, right? And I think that's where when you talk about the trusted space or that trust, there is a vulnerability that that comes about when you start to, if you're a mentee and you really wanna develop and grow, which Candy has always been amazing at just growing and learning and just wanting to evolve, to be honest about that with yourself, there is this vulnerability and to have a trusted mentor is really important. And I think that's why when we talk about, like you mentioned, like how did we get paired up and really what's the benefit or important thing that came out of it, you should ask yourself before you even get started, what do you want to get out of your mentor relationship? And again, luckily being and working as a manager with Candy, I had a directive already, right? To want to nurture and develop my staff, but it turns into something more individual and that mentor relationship when you really do, I think, care for the person you're talking to, that it is a conversation and that, you know, you start to kind of dig into not only sharing my experiences and my challenges, but then working through her challenges and actually, you know, giving advice and giving options and not telling her what to do. So I think it's definitely trust is an important thing, I think, in that relationship that I also have gained, because I think you can see as we've evolved, mentor, mentee, it's really about who's just looking for guidance, right? Or who wants to be sharing at that moment. So we kind of now flip-flop 20 years later on who's the mentor and who's the mentee.
That's awesome. That sounds like such an awesome relationship. I love how it sounds like it's built over the years. That's great. So for either of you, did you do your mentoring remotely or in person or a combination of both?
We met in person before remote was like a thing, right? So, but since I've moved to Tampa, Florida from Los Angeles, I spent my whole entire life in Los Angeles where I worked for with Joy. And, you know, I've never stopped checking in with her, right? So we've actually created our own little remote kind of mentor-mentee environment. And we have been, there's been times we've done little side projects together or just learning something together. And we've been able to take advantage of the technology. And, you know, that kind of opened us up. So I think we've done remote the entire time before it, you know, remote became a thing. And we work well with across country. Although, you know, I try to come see her, or, you know, and I'm trying to get her to come see me, but that's a whole different podcast. And So that, yeah. So yeah, I think that we found a time together is something that is hard to get because Joy is very busy. I mean, really busy, and I am very busy. And so we found our happy medium at Sunday at 5 a.m. Pacific time, where Joy seems to be up. I'm like thinking, I'll text her thinking she'll get it later and she'll write me right back. I'm like, are you up? And so it seems to be a cadence with us now where we just have this weird time that we're able to talk. And of course we can call each other at any time and understand, the other's position at the time. But usually we work well remotely in that sense.
Yeah, and I think as a mentor, flexibility, right? I have to, and again, as friends too, right? You have to be available. And I think there's a difference when you talk about the levels of mentorship in that relationship. Again, is that commitment or promise almost that you've made to that mentee for how much, and again, setting the expectation early, how much development and time can you get involved with? It's hard, I think, in some cases, when I'm a teacher, right? And everyone wants you to be their mentor, but okay, and that's this situation. I'm your teacher, and here's what I'm going to teach, and I'm happy to train you. But I, to be personally responsible for 30 people's development, whether it's career development or subject matter development or whatever, there is a big responsibility with that. And so I just, when I talk to people about being a mentor, just really figure out, again, how much time do you have and can you be available for that person? And so, Candy, I'm really lucky that, yes, that I am up at 4:30 in the morning.
I think what she really said was she can't have 30 people calling her on Sunday morning.
So other than the time difference, what are some challenges you had when you had to go remote as you moved farther apart from each other?
I would say the time, right? Like you can see that when we talk, we could talk for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And, people have different sleep schedules and everything. So I think it's kind of funny because you bump up against like, oh, shoot, I really wanted to cover these three things with you. And I think the challenge really is finding those available larger blocks. But I think for us, we've now kind of gotten a rhythm where it could be just one topic or one question. And it just builds over time. Some people won't meet their mentor, but once a month, right? And you have to squeeze it all in. So mm-hmm. I think for us, figuring out not just the time, but the length of our conversations and making sure we're focused.
And I think not only just the remote issue, but also being in the capacities that we're both in, it's very difficult sometimes to have a candid conversation with your mentor when a lot of the stuff that you deal with is confidential, And so it can be like, trying to pull something out of yourself, but you really can't say what it really is or what's really going on. So it's trying to get advice in that sense that it can be more difficult when you have two people that are in situations where we have highly confidential information that we can't share with each other and trying to be, have that trust relationship and that honesty but we're quick with each other to say, I can't tell you what it is, but I'm dealing with this situation and I just need some advice, And or we'll kind of change the narrative and we'll try to kind of skip around it and stuff like that. So that's one of the challenges that we have is not working together.
And again, I think that's where when you have a mentor, understanding their experience and their background, like I worked in corporate legal, I worked in big law, I work now on the side of the business side of it all. So choosing your mentor who can actually relate to your situation. And you can have more than one mentor. You can have, again, I mentioned that it could be varied and the commitment, but you can be very specific and, you might even need an IT mentor. You'll need an in-house legal mentor because I think we all bring different perspectives. And luckily I have a big imagination. So I'm like, you're probably going through this kind of stuff, and I'll just say my story and hopefully she can glean something out of it without, disclosing anything herself.
That's great. Now, I don't think I even need to ask this question from the sounds of the two of you, but if you had to do this all over again with each other, would you?
Heck yes.
Definitely yes. We've had some good times. When you go to a movie and you walk out the theater and you say, man, that was the best movie ever. You got to laugh, you cried, you know, you did all these emotions, you know, you went up and down the roller coaster and everything like that. I think that's how I would call our relationship, you know, through over the years. She keeps on mentioning 20 years. I'm not going there, but, you know, thanks, Joy. you know, she's actually my mirror. I think it's very important. You know, a lot of people say, you know, when you need to look into a mirror and see what you see back and see if you're satisfied with that. Right. And I think, you know, pulling on Joy, sometimes there's things that she will tell me that I don't want to hear about myself or certain situations. And I'll be like, I don't want to deal with that, you know, or, yeah. But she, you know, she has me, she brings me back. She has me like rise above it or try to fix myself or read or, you know, look at something that might help me with that situation and better myself. So I think just having a mentor that can see you for who you are and know your worst about you and your best about you and can bring it all together for you what you need is probably the best thing that I've gained from this relationship with Joy, and wouldn't never change it, never turn it in. And I don't want to make her cry. So
I know she can see me tearing up. You see, she's already seeing me too.
I can see her already.
You can see it. She sees it starting. But I think that yes, I would do it again. And I, for people who are not a mentor, who haven't had the opportunity, I highly recommend it. It is not only for the mentee, but for myself as a mentor to really develop my skills, right, of patience and listening. And again, as a manager, you're so used to running and just telling people what to do versus stopping and taking a beat and listening and seeing how things are landing. And so it's made me a better manager to be a mentor. So thank you, Candy, for allowing me to be that with you.
Thank you, Joy.
Well, thank you both for your time today. Your relationship is inspiring, and it was really fun to talk to you both. And I really appreciate you sharing your insights. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's podcast. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.